Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and he'll take a look at how the grain futures markets did this afternoon, and we'll look at some news behind the numbers right after this.
We were number 8,007.
6,004, I believe.
But we were 109.
These families are among the thousands to benefit from having their land cleaned up free of charge, thanks to Oklahoma's oil and natural gas producers and royalty owners. Like the Hughes of Osage County, they called and registered the abandoned well site on their property, and now three generations are reaping the benefits of their beautiful, restored land. The Hughes family is number 7,926. What will your number be? The OERB is continuing their mission to restore every abandoned well site in Oklahoma. They're taking calls, and the cleanup won't cost you a dime. To register your abandoned well site, call 1-800-664-1301. That's 1-800-664-1301. Restoring the land for future generations. Just one more reason we can all be Oklahoma proud.
Justin, how did our futures markets look today?
Well, we had a wide range of activity today in the grain futures here. We had some corn months, old crop corn months down just a touch. New crop beans were down, but everything else was up. We had July corn down 3.25 at 649.5. We had September corn down 1.5 at 554.5. We had December corn up 3/4 at 520.25. And then looking at the soybeans, old crop were really, really good today. They were up 16 in July at 1464.5. August soybeans were up 12.5 at 1391. September were up 4.75 at 1294.25, and then the new crop November soybeans were down 3.25 at 1225. Looking at the wheat complex, we had Chicago wheat just slightly higher, up 1 to 2 cents. July was up 2 even at 685.25. September Chicago wheat was up 1.75 at 692.75, and then December was up a penny at 708.5. And then the Kansas City wheat was pretty strong today. July Kansas City was up 7.75 at 745. September was up 6 at 750.25, and then the December Kansas City was up 4.75 at 766. Cotton futures were a little bit under pressure today. We were down about 30 to 60. December was down 30 at 85.60.
We'll look at some news behind the markets right after this.
Experience the sights, sounds, smells, and tastes of the Chuck Wagon Gathering and Children's Cowboy Festival. The National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum in Oklahoma City hosts this outdoor festival Memorial Day weekend, May 25th and 26th. Enjoy campfire-cooked foods, hands-on activities, and performers. Hear Don Edwards in concert Saturday and me, Red Steagall, on Sunday. New are Chef Grady Spears with cooking demonstrations and Cowboy Church Sunday morning. It's all at the Chuck Wagon Gathering. For details, visit nationalcowboymuseum.org.
Justin, what was some of the news behind the markets today?
The news on today's and the market narrative today is really focused on weather, and then the USDA planting progress report that report this afternoon. It looks like we're going to have about 60 to 70% of the corn planted. And so at this point, any rainfall that's forecast, which we have rainfall forecast today through Thursday, it's actually going to help the market. And that kind of kept a lid on the corn futures here today. Looking at the soybean market, it looks like the main feature there is we had really tight old crop supplies and really low stocks to use ratio. And then with the July futures so much lower than May when May expired, that's why we're having the big rally. And the July futures were actually up 16 cents at 1464.5. So overall, really strong there. Now, new crop beans, it looks like we're not having any big planting problems or any problems there. And the longer-term forecasts are actually pretty favorable for growing in the Midwest. So the new crop beans are down 3.25 here at 1225. And then looking at the wheat, the market's really focused here on the Black Sea region over in Russia and Eastern Europe. The weather there has been pretty favorable up to this point, but it looks like it's going to dry out just a little bit, and they're worried that maybe that'll cut the yield just a little bit. And so we're just slightly higher there. There's also some talk that we had some exports to unknown destinations, but most of the time that ends up being China. As long as they're buying grains on the world market, it keeps things pretty firm. Looking at exports this morning, corn came in at 14.5 million bushels. That was slightly over what was expected, which was 7 to 12 million. Beans came in at 3.3 million bushels, and they were looking for 2 to 8 million. So that was a little bit on the low end, and then wheat was on the strong end, came in at 21.1 million bushels, and they were looking for 15 to 23. So overall, it was a fairly firm day here in the grain futures. Not any real exciting news. Everybody's looking forward to that crop progress report this afternoon.
Thanks, Justin. That's your market wrap-up. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.